Really quick, before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you about the new Leadership Accelerator workshops from Better Everyday Studios. Twice a month, I host up to 25 business leaders just like you to learn about and practice one key skill for being a better leader. We cover topics like building trust, giving feedback, setting goals, and more. These sessions are only 30 minutes long, so there is no fluff at all, just actionable takeaways. To sign up, use the link in the episode description below or go to betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. That's betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get into the episode. If you take the time to look into the research around what makes a high-performing team, you're, interestingly enough, going to find that it all says the same thing. Whether you're talking about Patrick Lencioni, Amy Edmondson, or even Google's Project Aristotle, where they did a multi-year study to figure out what's the difference between high-performing teams and average-performing teams. They all say the same thing, and that is that the answer is trust. If you are a manager, building trust on your team should be your first priority. But that puts us in a bit of a pickle, because what is trust? You know, when I run leadership sessions and I ask people to define trust, they all have different definitions. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. On today's episode, we are going to dive into a particular model of trust. It's a three-part framework that I think, especially if you are a new manager, you will find it extremely helpful in building trust between yourself, the people on your team, and even amongst the people on your team. So let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Leadership Launchpad. My name is Matt Jurtzen, the founder of Better Everyday Studios. I am so excited to have you with us today. My goal on this show is to talk to coaches, authors, experts, to bring you actionable insights that will help improve your own performance and the performance of those around you. On these solo episodes, I spend a minute kind of reflecting on the things that I have experienced through my career of being an Air Force instructor pilot, leading high performers at companies like SpaceX and other startups around the country. And in order to help you become a better manager faster, so you don't have to make all the same mistakes I did. Trust is a tricky thing. Like I said earlier on in the show, I run lots of leadership sessions, and one of the things that I often open with is asking people to define trust. And it can be tricky. It's one of those things that kind of like, you know it when we see it. But a number of years ago, I had a great experience where I was introduced to somebody who actually works on trust with the United Nations. So he's commonly working with these teams that are obviously, you know, from all over the world. They have lots of different ethnicities, lots of different beliefs. And the question is, how do we get these people to work together? And he used a really simple three-part framework that I want to share with you, okay? So in his mind and in his research, what he's found is that trust is really the makeup of three things. And he identifies it as a Venn diagram, where there are these three overlapping circles. And when they all overlap, that's when you get trust. So the first part of the Venn diagram, the thing that you have to show people in order for them to trust you, is that you can get things done. Right now, and I think most of us have probably experienced this, you know, in the form of asking ourselves, is this person going to do what they say they're going to do? Are they going to show up on time? Are they going to make it to the party? Are they going to fulfill their commitments? And as an individual contributor in the workplace, you know, this often comes down to, can you get your projects done? But a tricky thing happens, especially for new managers, is that one of the biggest pitfalls of new managers is that they stay too long in individual contributor mode. So they keep focusing on, can I get my personal work done? But when you're a new manager, the emphasis really needs to change to making sure you're executing on those manager duties, which can sometimes come into conflict. You know, we all have too much to do. A really simple example of this is, you know, showing up to one-on-ones on time or any team meeting on time. You know, very often what will happen, things get busy, you get busy, and you'll say to yourself, oh, well, everybody will understand. We need to cancel the one-on-one this week. We'll just push it to next week. No big deal. But in truth, it is a big deal, at least for some people. You know, that's a commitment that you're making, and maybe they have something important to talk to you about. And so if you're a manager
wanting to focus on building trust, you really want to make sure you're spending time thinking about getting the things done that your people care about from the point of view of being a manager. The second component of this model of trust brings in the component of doing what's right. Do your people believe that you're not just doing things, but that you're doing the right things? And though this might sound like, you know, kind of this judgment point of view of, are you making the best decisions? But very often it can be a lot simpler than that. You know, in team meetings, do you come in and say, this is the way it is and talk first? Or do you let everybody on the team share their opinion before you share your own opinion? Do you make it transparent as to why you are making decisions whenever you can? Do you play favorites? You know, very often if you are promoted up from within a team, maybe you had lots of relationships before with different team members. You had lunches that you would go to every week with people. If you continue to do that as a manager, it's really easy for people to start to see favoritism creep in. And, oh, this person got that great project because they know you really well and you're friends, but maybe they're not always the best qualified. So as a manager, you really need to be looking at kind of your relationships around your team through a different lens to always make sure that you are not playing favorites, that there's no perception of playing favorites, and that everybody understands why you're making the decisions that you're making and that they're well kind of grounded on a real factual basis. The third component of this model of trust is, so the first two, let's recap. The first one was that you can get things done. People believe that you can get things done. The second one is that you do the right things. And then the third component is that you care about them. And interestingly enough, I think this is one of the easiest components to reinforce, but is the most often missed because especially in the corporate world, we have kind of an obsession with results and work and tasks. We really focus on it relentlessly. And, you know, we have our team meetings, we have our one-on-ones where we're talking about burn down lists, we're talking about blockers and getting everything done that needs to get done. And it's easy to skip over who is the person behind that work, who's the actual individual that's getting this stuff done. And so the reason why I say it's one of the easiest things to solve is because all you need to be doing is asking the question of, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Or, you know, asking what people like to do on the weekend. What are some of their hobbies outside of work? Do they have a significant other? Do they have kids? Do they have pets? You know, I tell this story often about several years ago, I was at a leadership training where the facilitator made the point of, you know, he kind of asked people how many people have kids, how many people would say your kids are more important than your work. And of course, everybody raised their hand. There weren't any psychopaths there. Everybody said, yes, my kids are more important than my work. And then he asked, okay, so for all you managers in here, which we were all managers, how many people here know the names of the kids of the people you manage? And nobody could raise their hand. And so his point was, you're asking these people to give their most, to give their all, to do their absolute best work, but you don't even know the most basic fact about the most important thing in their life. Simple, right? These are simple little things that if you just are intentional about it, of setting aside time in team meetings, setting aside time in one-on-ones, it's really easy for you to start to get to know the human and not just the employee, which I think is really the root of caring about them. So we've established in previous episodes, you know, there's lots of a huge body of evidence out there that says trust is the foundation of any high performing team. You don't believe me? Go read Patrick Lencioni's 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. You'll see that's really where it all starts. And so as a new manager, your first priority needs to be building trust, first between you and the members of your team, and then ideally between the people on your team as well. They all need to trust one another as well so that everybody is in this trusting relationship. And so if you want to do that, it can seem like a really big ask, but the simplest way to go after that, to really decide, figure out how do I build trust, is to break it into these three components of looking at the level of trust on the team and kind of diagnosing what are the problems here. And probably each individual relationship is going to be different. Is the problem that people don't think I'm getting things done? Or is it that they think I'm getting the right things done or doing the right things? Or is it that I don't care about them? right? It's taking that lens of kind of looking at what's happening and using it to diagnose what the problems are and then what the remedy is, I think is really going to go a long way to helping you build stronger, trusting relationships so that you can build a high-performing team. I hope you found this helpful. It was a really quick rundown of a simple concept. This is one of the first concepts we bring up in our Leadership Launchpad program. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Reach out to me, Matt@BetterEverydayStudios.com. And I hope to see you next time on the Leadership Launchpad. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you are looking for help turning your organization's great engineers into great managers, me and my team at Better Everyday Studios would love to help. We deliver targeted and interactive training workshops that are designed to help build the three fundamental skills of any new manager: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. Reach out to me through Matt@BetterEverydayStudios.com so we can start making your organization better every day.